Now, George, I wonder if, first of all, you'd tell me a little bit about your own background before you ever became a Beatle.
Yeah. Well, it starts, say, at school, because it's pointless really going back before then, and I probably wouldn't remember anyway. At school, I was a very bad pupil. In fact, I was, you know, probably one of the worst pupils they've ever had in the school. Yeah. But, you know, I realise that now. At the time, you know, I was all for having a good laugh, and if this hadn't have worked, then I don't really know what I would have been doing. Because I left school, I was an electrician for about, or apprentice electrician for about 4 months. And I decided, I remember asking my big brother, you know, would you pack in work and have a go at this if you were me? And he said, well, you know, you might as well, you never know. And he said, if you don't, you're not going to lose anything by, you know, just working in that job.
Was there anything at school that you liked?
The only thing I liked really was art. And I realise now that it was because the teacher at art was a nice fella, and he'd come round and try and, you know, he'd say, well, no, why don't you do it this way? And the others, you know, if you'd go up and say, well, I've a bit doubt, and they'd shout at you and, or give you a belt in the gob, you know, which didn't really help. Anyway, after school and this job, which only lasted a bit, I joined full-time. Well, the others, Paul and John were still, John was at our college and Paul was doing an extra year at school. So by the time I'd been at this place for 4 or 5 months, then they were just due out of school. And then we got the opportunity to go to Scotland and then on to Hamburg. And then after that, I just forgot all about, you know, 9 till 5.
I'm sure you did. George, I don't know whether you'd accept this, but it seems to me that you've emerged with the image of, insofar as any of you are ever silent, the silent Beatle.
Well, I think I'm more quiet than the others because I got fed up before the others of all these questions, you know, like, what colour teeth have you got? And all, you know, just stupid questions you've no interest in any longer. And I think everybody, well, all fans, I think they all know what colour eyes we've got and what we drink for, you know, breakfast and all that. And they don't want to know that anymore. So I just shut up until somebody asks me something worth answering.
Yeah. What do you care about most now, George?
Music is my main interest, naturally. And not just pop music, you know, all sorts of things. I like a lot of folk, you know, much more folk than I did, say, a year or two ago. And I like quite a lot of them, you know. And I think Dylan Donovan and, you know, Pete Seeger and Jack Elliott, that type, are the good ones. But as with most music, you know, there's good and bad.
Yeah. George, you've recently started to write rather more than you had in the past. This must have been kind of difficult for you, sitting alongside the two most popular writers in the world today.
Well, I think, I don't know really whether I would have written more songs by now, or better songs by now, had Paul and John not been with us, because probably I mightn't have even thought of writing songs only for those two. But it was hard trying to get in on it, because I didn't want to write... Well, I've written so many songs that I've just thrown away as I've been writing them because I've wanted, when I've finally recorded one of mine, I've wanted it to be, you know, worth putting on the LP alongside Paul and John's.
Yeah.
I feel now I've got more idea about how to write songs.
Yeah. What about sounds in general, George? Which way do you think we're heading?
More arrangements, definitely. Yeah. You know, just... Well, from the songs and the singers that we follow, you know, our favourites, there's each instrument's doing a definite thing. And you can hear everything if you want to. You know, you can hear a tambourine, even if it's just in the background.
Yeah.
And there's better arrangements coming. And so just generally, you know, I think pop will progress so that every member of the group's doing his own bit rather than... You know, I think the bad thing about some groups is, you know, the lead guitarist likes to be the star and the drummer likes to be the star and also the singer's out there in the front, you know, who is the star of the group, and that's all wrong. I think with us we try and everybody is a bit of, you know, one whole.
Right, George, you've told us how you think and how you work. How do you live now? Do you have a house or are you in a flat?
Yeah, I've been living in a house of my own for about almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Because it got to at one point so bad, you know, for Ringo and I had flats when we first lived in hotels in London. We'd realised we were down here so much, we better get a flat. So Ringo and I shared about 3 or 4 flats, and it worked out we'd have a lease for a few months. And after that, even if we liked the flat, we couldn't stay there because they didn't want us to stay, you know, because of kids and noise and trouble and all that. So I decided the only way is to move out of town. And so I got this house, which I've been in for about 2 years, and it's great.
It's virtually in the country, is it, yeah. George? Is it big?
In Surrey. No, it's a bungalow, actually. Oh. But it's built like an Australian ranch house, the man told me who built it.
Yeah.
And it's just like a wandering bungalow, you know, it's sort of bedrooms right down one end, and you can be in bed with all the noise in the world going on in the lounge, and you won't hear it.
Is there a lot of ground around it?
No, not really. No. It's not an acre. No. But the great thing is it's isolated. It's got by a big wall, which is old sort of National Trust wall, which you can't knock down.
Oh, great. Do you have a staff looking after you?
No, just one woman who comes in, cleans up and cooks and smiles.
Nice. Yeah. I don't suppose you're there all that much, are you?
Yeah, well, we're able to be at home much more now because, as everybody probably knows, we're doing less touring and we're just having more time for ourselves and we were able to spend more time on recording.
Yeah.
Now we've got more time to think about the things that we do. And so we hope that even if we do less things, that when we do them, they're going to be better than if it was all a big rush. And also, we all enjoy being at home now. You know, the good thing about going away is because you appreciate coming home again.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Good. And what about As a sort of subject rather than any particular aspect of it, do you want to have a family?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I wonder if you do like kids, let's put it that way.
I like some kids and I dislike some others, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't see myself being a father yet. I'm too young for that, you know. Yeah. I don't mind admiring other people's kids and thinking, oh, coochie coo, isn't he nice? But I don't think I want them for myself right now.
Well, is there anything you really do want for yourself right now other than what you've got?
Nothing I'm conscious of. No. I just want to carry on progressing with music.
Yeah.
Writing more and just learning more about it.
And being left to live your own life a little bit.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sarah.